Blackstone presents Listen World, How the Intrepid Elsie Robinson Became America's Most Read Woman by Julia Shears and Allison Gilbert. This book is read by Bernadette Dunn. To the two women I'd most want to have dinner with, my mother, Lynn Tendler Bignell, whom I miss supremely, and my muse, Elsie Robinson, whom I never got to meet. Allison Gilbert. To my two amazing daughters, Tessa Liberty and Davia Joy, may you live as intensely and creatively as Elsie Robinson. I love you both forever. Julia Shears. Author's note. Throughout this book, we incorporate Elsie Robinson's own words taken from her memoir, book of poetry, newspaper columns, interviews, and letters. At times, we've edited her prose for space and clarity. Introduction. On March 4, 1940, Elsie Robinson wrote her boss the kind of scathing letter that she knew, in theory, could get her fired. The famous columnist whose opinions reach 20 million people a day, and millions more through a vast syndication network, had just been offered a new contract at the same salary she'd been making for the past 9 years. Outraged, she told her editor that the deal was plain stupid. When her editor failed to advocate on her behalf, she decided to go over his head and appeal directly to the head of the company they both worked for, America's most powerful publisher, William Randolph Hearst. The chief, as Hearst was called by those who worked for him, created the first media conglomerate in the world. By its 1930s height, he owned 28 newspapers in 19 cities, popular magazines including Good Housekeeping and Cosmopolitan, a radio network, and a film division. Elsie was emboldened by her stature within the Hearst empire. He'd hired her in 1924 and paid her more than any other woman writer. For more than 15 years, her daily column, Listen World, was devoured by Americans across the country who valued her take on everything from how to be happier to the spread of communism. Elsie knew her worth. Hearst sent one of his lieutenants, Abraham
Sample complete. Ready to continue?